I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to your favorite sexy podcast. Ho, ho, ho. Happy Hanukkah. I'm quarter Jewish, so I can say that.
And Merry Kwanzaa.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Happy Christmas.
Happy jolly jingle balls or jingle ovaries. April and I just, so this is about sex toys. We'll get into that in a minute, but we were just outside. And what was the song that we were just singing about?
Push It Real.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's raining men.
Oh, yeah.
But we were like,
when you're in your 30s. Oh, yeah. In your 20s.
It's raining men. But in your 30s, it's not raining men.
And then in your 40s, it's raining divorce men.
With a lot of baggage.
No, we can't say that. It might not be true.
We love you and all of your baggage. Hey, we all have some baggage to a certain degree, to, you know, some way, shape, or form.
Mine happens to be in the form of sex toys. That's my baggage.
That's...
Where will I put all of them? And my dog, Legend, and my sex toys.
It's a big problem to have.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sex toys. And so this episode, so we just did an episode about our favorite sex toys. We have a lot of favorite sex toys, by the way. Can't fit them all in one episode. And we realized when we did that, we didn't really talk about how to find the perfect sex toy for you, or maybe perfect's not the word, but the right sex toy. Also, a little more about how to use them. In this episode, we're sharing some of the sex toys from our favorite sponsors. And when we say sponsors, you know, the people that have sponsored our podcast and or sent us free products and things that we love, or maybe we have them before. And it's also for our honest opinion, because we've been working in the sex toy industry for what, 13 years now?
Oh my God. Has it been that long? Since 2008.
But we're still only 29 somehow. It's crazy. And April's an 18-year-old frat boy though. But
this is true.
But so these are our honest opinions. We came from working in, and still do work in, the sex positive realm, which means that we are very particular. And if you're any ad on here in our podcast, even if it's not about sex toys, we chose them for a reason.
I always say we're not pay to play, because people ask me for sex toy advice all the time. And granted, I work with Hot Octopus, and from a Hot Octopus standpoint, I love them. And I use toys from other companies.
Totally.
And I always have.
And we've said no to a lot of sex toy brands.
Yes, we have.
We don't even want to receive your free product. We were like, we can already tell. We were already like, no, we know. Or we know your business practices or something like that. Not talking schmack. We're not naming names.
Isn't it a funny, I should say, not funny, haha, but funny, when you sometimes, this has happened so many times, Amy has been like, so I use a sex toy and I wasn't really into it. So here it is for you to use. I washed it. And I'm like, are you sure? Because it looks like it still has lube on it, right?
It's
here.
It's silicone and sanitizable with a little soap and water.
It's true. But it's still so funny. I've used Amy's used sex toys now for the last 12 years.
Yes, exactly.
Her gently used, slightly.
You're not the only one. I have other friends that will take my hand-me-downs.
Hey, I wasn't complaining. I was just saying it's funny. Like,
Well, and this is what we'll talk about here. Different strokes for different folks, because everyone has different interests and needs when it comes to sex toys. And we'll talk a little more about that, about what that is and how to discover that. But just because I like one toy doesn't mean April will.
Well, I also, because of my experience with sex toys, I have always gone to a specific type of toy, because for external play specifically, and I like to try out other toys that have like a wand shape, for instance, because sometimes I don't want to use the giant baseball bat. I want something smaller that still has the thuddy, rumbly sensations that I get from my coveted wand.
Was it you or someone else on our podcast recently that said use it three times? Was that you?
That's me.
Yeah, three. So try it
out.
The magic of three. Try it out three times before you get a solid no. See, right. I haven't always done that. Maybe I was a yes and I still gave it to you later.
Oh, well, too bad I'm not finder's keeper.
Shit. Damn it. Well, now I'm learning.
We could do another swap.
Yeah, we'll do a swap. Ooh, you know when people do clothing swaps? We do sex toys.
Yeah, come on over. We're doing a sex toy swap today. This one I only used twice in my anus.
But then I put it in the dishwasher after, yes, so it's cool.
And if a toy does have a motor inside, do not put it in the dishwasher.
No.
Only for those that are silicone and that you can motorless. Run in. You could do a sex toy run on your dishwasher cycle.
Gentle
cycle.
Housemates will love it if you have them. Surprise!
Yeah, why not?
That is a surprise in French, by the way.
Surprise. And this is a bonus episode. Did you say that already?
No!
This is an ad-free bonus episode, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So, although we are talking about products that have been sponsored, so I guess, but it's a different kind of thing because we're actually giving you like down our nitty-gritty information from our personal usage.
And also, we will give you coupon codes and the logins because you can save money on some of these toys, and you also can go to our show notes. On our site.
And if you don't buy a thing now, at least you'll learn something about sex toys. How to, in the future, when you go shopping, you'll know how to figure out what style you might like, or more intensity.
It's kind of mind-blowing, though, when you go onto any site these days, because I'm in the industry, and I know you still are as well, it's endless with categories and amounts of products, and you don't know because you're not in the stores a lot of times, because a lot of stores are closed right now. So you're like, I can't feel this toy. I can't feel how the motors are going to be on my body. How loud it is.
Yeah.
So these products that we're going to talk about are quality, a lot of different price ranges. Most are pretty affordable, and then some are in the higher tier, and all of them are, I think, vetted by us.
Yeah. Totally. So we're breaking this down into multiple categories. We have a clitoral, we have internal toys, we have penis toys, we have couples toys, we have anal toys. And so let's start with clitoral, Chip.
Okay. So I am an avid clitoral toy user. Always have been. I obviously like 82% or 85% of vulva owners can orgasm.
Somewhere in the 80s.
It's in the 80s.
So they need combined clitoral stimulation with internal stimulation.
And I'm one of those folks that for 90% of my sexual experiences solo, I need external stimulation. So I also, as Amy knows, my wand addiction goes deep and runs hard. Yeah.
Deep and hard.
Just like this toy that I newly have picked up as one of my favorites. It's a smaller version of the wand, and it's called the Ultra Wand by FemFun. And it has this really beautiful textured outside, and it has this rumbly, beautiful motor. It's a little bit flexible on the head part, but it's easy to turn the buttons and figure out which sensation you want. There's lots of different modes to choose from. And not only that, but it's smaller. It's compact, but you're still getting a lot of power. It's of course rechargeable, like most of the products we're talking about today, yeah. And waterproof. And FemFun's an awesome company. I love the owners. They're amazing Israelis, actually. Ooh. I love them so much. And so if you're looking for that external stim of a wand, it gives you a lot of variations. If you want to start lower and then make your way up to higher, and you want to use it solo or with a partner, check out the Ultra Wand from FemFun. Sexy, sleek, and not the size of a baseball bat.
Well, and some of the things about that too is like, so we describe vibrations. If you like stronger stuff, so if you're brand new to sex toys, I say start with medium vibrations, like something, or this has 10 different vibration modes. So you can go light and you can go strong.
See, I never know how many it has because I always use the highest one.
Yeah, she goes right
I'm
up
like,
there.
Does this go higher?
I mean, I'd say if you're new to sex toys, I would start with something where it has multiple modes and start with the lightest and try with that, or go with the medium to go right for the creme de la creme, you know, the hardest, strongest vibrator. But if you're someone that knows you like strong, you want a wand style or something that is thuddy, and this product is a thuddier vibrator versus buzzy vibrators. A thuddy vibrator, when you put it on the clit, it vibrates deep inside of you, even though it's external. Whereas a buzzy vibrator, which you're going to talk about the Ultra Bullet next, which is by FemFun. I wouldn't call it super buzzy, though. It still has some power to it, but it's like a notch down from this one.
And you're not going to know if you're new to vibrators, you're not going to know unless you try out the sensations of rumbly, which is like that brrr, versus like the more buzzy, which is like me.
Yeah.
You're not going to know unless you actually try different toys. So this one is more rumbly. We were just saying this yesterday or was it 2 days ago? You were over at my house and I was like, I just cannot orgasm from a buzzy vibrator. I cannot. I've tried 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. So this is for those folks that need that deep rumbly sensation. And we've talked about it before. It can actually access your G-spot and just make that kind of tissue.
But from externally,
gyrate,
like it's not inside
externally.
Of you.
Yeah. Which is cool.
And maybe you can ejaculate too.
Yeah. I learned how to ejaculate via using a wand. Yeah. So join me if you want to experience
it's a nice
some size.
What is this? Probably like a little longer than the length of my hand, so it's not super big.
I would say, yeah, it's probably less than 12 inches.
And the Ultra Bullet that you're going to talk about is more like the length of my finger, maybe a little longer than that. So it's smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller. The cool thing about the Ultra Bullet, another great external vibe, you can actually utilize this internally if you wanted to. It's short, but it's got this really cool flexibility. So when you have it on your body, you can put pressure, but it's not like applying this hard plastic sensation, which can sometimes be uncomfortable. Remember, silicone heats up to your body temperature nicely.
It's more bendy, it's a little more give.
It's softer, yeah. So it's easier on your tissue. I prefer a bullet when I'm traveling. When I used to travel, I love throwing a bullet into my handbags or backpacks because sometimes I'll just be somewhere and I'm like, I want an orgasm. And this is a great way. I think with FemFun, their products, they're bright, fun colors, and they are focused on making these really beautiful vibrators. Like, their motors are nice to use. And I love the flexibility part of the Ultra Bullet. So if you want to check out why we love it, so it's 4.3 inches long. So
okay. That's a great size.
It's a perfect size.
And if you're using it for partner play, it's not big and bulky, but and also great for solo play. You can also experiment with some internal stuff, even though it's mostly designed for external use, but you can do all kinds of things.
20 modes too.
Damn, I don't even know what to do with 20 modes.
I also only knew about one of them.
Because you went to the highest one. That's it.
So if you want just a simple, nice bullet, but that has 20 modes or the Ultra Wand, by FemFun, and FemFun is FemFun. You can actually get 20% off. Just go to FemFun.com/shameless and then enter code shameless at checkout, and you can save 20%, y'all, which is, they're reasonably priced products. They're actually great priced. So yep. You're getting high quality for, I think, on a price sensitive budget, and you're going to save some money.
Yep. They're perfect toys to check out if you want to do some external clitoral play. And then
cruelty
you can create
free, unless you want to be cruel with it.
Oh, unless I say consent to that cruelty. So we've talked about this 5 million times in the podcast. If you're hearing this again.
5 million, really?
Yeah, 5 billion, actually, because we have so many episodes. I love air pressure and suction technology in sex toys, specifically by Satisfyer.
Wait, can I do the sound?
Yeah, go.
But then when it's not off.
You turn it on and it's not on your body. When it's on your body, it's quiet, but it has this little nub on the end. So I love the ones by Satisfyer. That's Satisfyer. I love the Curvy 3 Plus. And what it does is it has this little part that suctions on or around the clitoris. I don't usually put it right on the head of my clitoris because that's a lot, unless I'm like, give me the orgasm now. I usually put it to like the right or the left around the shaft, so the upper part on the clitoral hood. And as a light suction that almost feels like a mouth, but it's not overstimulating, where I can have an orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, and it vibrates too. And these ones now have a new technology where it works with an app. So it can work with an app on your phone, meaning you can use it with partners from long distance as long as they have the app, or even in the same room, or you just have the app for yourself. But they are incredible. It's my go-to sex toys is this new suction technology that's been around for a little bit of time here, but they keep perfecting it. It's
also
incredible.
The thing I love about the suction technology is a lot of times if I'm using a product, a vibrator specifically, for a long period of time, I'll get that tingly sensation.
It's too much.
And it almost can numb you out a little bit, not for a long time, but for sometimes an hour, 2 hours, where your nerve endings.
That's a good session, damn.
No, it numbs you out afterward, after you use
still
it.
Still a good session of using a sex toy for hours. I mean, I've had those moments where I'm self-pleasuring in like an hour has gone by. I'm like, I am still masturbating my bed.
And don't ever let anyone tell you that a vibrator will ruin your nerve endings, because that's not true. It might just deter them from being activated for a little bit
afterward.
It's
your brain that gets hooked on these. Like earlier you started this with, I can't get off to buzzy things. And I would correct that and saying, you eventually could if you had patience and wanted to learn how to, by practicing over and over again with a buzzy thing that didn't give you the orgasm for like a month. But you could eventually learn if that was the only way you let yourself orgasm and pleasure. But who the fuck wants to do that?
I used to get off with just my hand, so I am probably full of shit.
Yeah, you used to get off by humping your bear when you were a kid.
It's true, that bear was nice.
So if you want to learn more about the suction technology, though, you have to try. And then when you use it, you can think of me, and we could be maybe masturbating at the same time. And I use it with a partner and or by myself as well. So you have to check this out, though, the Curvy by Satisfyer. They also have other things too. This isn't the only air pressure suction technology product, but these are the ones that have the app. So the Curvy by Satisfyer, you can go to Satisfyer, it's Satisfyer. SHAMELESS.com, and you get 40% off plus free shipping with code SHAMELESS40. I don't know when this expires because I think this also might be a temporary thing for the holidays, so go and get it while you can. And maybe later you'll get a good discount and it could still apply, but go check it out. They're super affordable.
Wait, the other day I was at therapy and this made me laugh because I was like, I wish Amy was here to hear this, because she had me hold this teddy bear and hug little April. Aww. And she was like, grab this bear when I was in it. And I just started like cracking
up. Did you
tell
her that you used to hump your teddy bear?
No, I was in a trance. I was in a meditation, but I was like dying. Does she know what I've done with bears?
I've gone to her before. We have the same therapist and she's awesome. She would be able to handle it.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, she would.
No, she would be able to handle it, but she wouldn't have been able to handle it right then because I was like in my meditative state, but I was...
She would come back to the trance.
Internally lying. internally lying there, not lying to her, but internally not talking about how I used to hump teddy bears.
Yeah, would you get turned on a little bit?
No, because I was like going back to my childhood self holding my bear.
Wanting to hump it real bad.
Yeah, I did. So speaking of internal stimulation,
ooh,
I wanted to talk about a G-spot toy. So not only do I love using G-spot toys, I love external toys, but I love using internal toys when I'm in a couple situation, because if I'm getting penetrated anally,
ooh,
by a penis owner and I can insert a toy into my vaginal canal as I'm getting penetrated anally.
We call it a DP, yo.
It's a DP. it helps me access my G-spot with the pressure that a penis can put on my anterior anus, I guess, or the internal portions are just like the way your anatomy works. And I'm sure you can touch more on that.
It's like it's the wall that is on this, oh my God, the vaginal canal. Okay. How am I going to say this right? You have pressure coming in anally, it's pressing into the vaginal canal, but from anally. And then you also, that makes the vaginal canal tighter and everything's more constricted, but then you have something internally, and the G spot, everyone, is, so I'm a vulva owner. It's up and in towards the pubic bone. So if I were to try to insert my own fingers, I would put them into my vaginal opening, but I would curve up towards as if I was trying to get to my belly button, and it's about like a half finger length in or so. But what you're speaking to is, because of the pressure anally, it also makes everything a little tighter and easier to access. And then you have the feeling of fullness
because
you have all these things going on.
And this is why I love a G-spot toy, and you don't necessarily need to have the anal stimulation to access your G-spot with a G-spot product. And Lilo makes this beautiful G-spot toy that I've actually had since, I believe, we got it at a trade show back
years
in
ago.
2009 or 2010.
Yeah, the design is so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's sleek. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right.
It's just a gorgeous toy. It has a bulbous head. It's got this buttery soft silicone.
Mm-hmm.
It's really powerful and it's just a gorgeous sex toy. And it was one of my favorites. Now there's a couple versions of the Gigi, and Lilo has perfected the G-spot toy, in my opinion. And I think that it's come a long way since the time that I got a G-spot Gigi at that trade show.
And I think this is now they have the Gigi 2, so it's even the revamped version. Gigi is G-I-G-I. And the other thing about the G-spot is it responds more to pressure than it does to vibrations. The vibrations will feel nice in the vaginal canal and the vaginal opening, but the G-spot needs that curve and that bulbous head that you're talking about, and then you can move it in a come-hither motion. It has more of an ergonomic design that's easy to use, and the Gigi just is a really just like the one of the best sleek designs for G-spot stimulation.
And
I've
if
seen
you
a
have
vibrator.
A more shallow vagina, or you are newer to using internal sex toys, that's why the Gigi is a great product, because it's not huge. It's smaller. It's a mid range in size, and it's just a sexy toy.
Yeah, super sexy. So if you want to go and experiment with G-spot stimulation, you definitely want something like that that has a nice curved head.
What do you love? You love something from Lilo too.
So I love their Ina 2. And so the Ina 2 is a dual vibrator, meaning it has two different motors and has a part that goes inside internally, and it's curved, so it would be great for the G-spot as well. But it also has a clitoral stimulator. Ina's I-N-A and then the number 2. So you're getting dual stimulation. I love dual stimulation. So my best orgasms are when I have some sort of internal stimulation and external stimulation at the same time. It's like the creme de la creme of orgasms. And the Ina 2 is just powerful. powerful and sleek, just in that same
silicone. It's like the rabbit style vibrator.
But without a weird rabbit.
No, or the curvy little balls that pinch your vaginal opening.
Or like funny little worm-shaped things.
No.
No, it's beautiful, it's sleek, it's powerful, they're waterproof, they're rechargeable. I mean, everything we're talking about is rechargeable.
These are, I think, the Rolls Royce. When Lilo makes some toys, they are... The quality is really bar none. I mean, it's one of the top high-end products out there.
And again, we're choosing toys that the specific toys we love. We're not talking about... We're actually picking toys that we've tried and that we actually have liked or enjoyed. We also are a big fan of Kegel balls. Kegel balls can be great for health and wellness. They can be great for pleasure. But we love the Luna beads that Lilo, tomato, tomato also makes. But what's really cool about them is they're in a set. So they're weighted balls, and it's not just like one set of weights. There's multiple weights, and it's like a trainer set. We can start with the lighter weights and work your way up to the heavier weights. What I love about them, they're not too big. They're not too small. They're just right. And yet they have this weighted set so you can go for heavier weights without bigger balls. And they have balls within the balls so that when you have them in, if you move around, so say you go for a walk, you clean the house, as long as you're moving, the balls move inside of you. And it's like the lazy person's Kegel exerciser, which can strengthen the muscles. And the other cool thing about these is that they help with Kegel balls have a lot of things. One, there's bladder control and things like that, but they enhance orgasms. Incontinence. But they enhance orgasms because these pelvic floor muscles, part of your orgasmic process is that when you have an orgasm, they contract and release. But if those muscles aren't that strong, your genital-based orgasms might not have as much movement, which means that they could be lighter. So if you want to have better orgasms, start playing with Kegel balls, meaning start using them for more on the health and wellness side, but they also can be fun to have in. Have you jumped up and down with them in before? It's a pretty good time.
Kegel balls had this amazing spike in sales after 50 Shades of Grey.
I was just talking about this.
Yeah.
And we were
talking about it. And the thing about that whole, it was a bit of an urban myth, the things that they were putting out there from the movie and the books.
That you'll put them in and get spanked and you'll have a million instant orgasms.
That can happen. Kudos to you. And
not most
the
people.
The design for the Kegel balls is more of, it's like a weight system for your vagina. So your vagina is a muscle. So like any muscle, it can weaken over time if you don't work out
your
arm muscles.
You lose it.
Yeah, over your leg muscles with some weights, you can actually, the muscle can just weaken. So this is a strengthening system for your vagina. And you can honestly say after using these for a few months, which we just did an episode about pelvic floor health and using Kegel balls and talking about just the benefits of that. So you can check out that episode or just try out some beads, and they're a nice size. They can pop out of the silicone. It's
like
a sleeve
yeah.
that goes in and out. So you can
they're easy to use.
Weight up just like you're at the gym. If you're on 5 pound weights and then you want to go up to 10 pounds.
Yeah. But for your pussy.
Yeah. But you can increase the weight. So Lilo makes some great ones. They're called the Luna beads.
Yes.
Remember when you had me do that video at Pure Pleasure back in the day about Luna beads? You like filmed me.
Oh, it was on YouTube or something.
Yeah,
right?
It was on
it's
YouTube.
Probably still on there.
It's super old. And
it's,
I was
it's
like,
vintage.
Vintage was before 1999.
Oh,
vintage
yeah.
movies.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a second after I tell you this coupon code about vintage movies. April and I are having vintage movie night. So if you want to learn more about these products, you can go to lilo.com or lelo.com. That's lelo.com. I still don't know which way you say it. You get up to 80% off with code SHAMELESS. So again, Lilo, lelo.com, up to 80% off with code SHAMELESS. On all these toys.
That's through December. So,
okay, so
afterward,
2020, get it now.
Yeah. December 2020. Afterward, you can still access and save using the code SHAMELESS.
Oh yeah.
But if you are listening to this in December,
now's the great discount.
Now's the time.
Okay. So let's talk about vintage movies. The other day, this is totally off topic. We watched the movie. April's like, I want to watch a vintage movie. And I was like,
what do you consider vintage? I was like, before 1999.
It's before 99. And so I keep a list on my phone of movies to watch, and some of them have been on there for like 5 years. And one of them was 9.5 weeks.
It's oh my God, it was
the
so
number
good.
9.5 weeks. It's from 1986 with Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger. And it is the OG 50 Shades of Grey, but way better, way hotter, with like 80s artsy, great, awesome music. And they're like cruising around Manhattan, having hot, wild sex everywhere. everywhere, and everything. Anyone who thought Fifty Shades of Grey was sexy, if you have not seen this, they've never sponsored us, by the way, because this is a fucking vintage movie. But please go to watch 9.5 weeks and have vintage movie nights. Oh my God, there it is.
Also, you can go to Pure Pleasure Shop's YouTube channel and see me in 2008 talking about
Little
Luna Beads. It's 38 seconds.
Yeah.
And look at me there, Amy. I just am pulling it up.
Oh my
that
God.
Is so funny.
We have to watch this later.
We're going to watch that later. But 9.5 weeks also, dude.
Go check
that
it out.
That was super sexy.
We have, so we decided we're doing vintage movie nights more often, and we still don't even know what Venus in Fur is, but someone had recommended that, and I think it's an 80s movie.
We're
going to
be talking about it.
Is it like fur, like muff? Like,
I don't know. I hope so.
Like pubic hair?
I don't know, but like, I hope so. We're going to find out later.
I have a fair amount right now, everyone, if you,
if you want to know.
Okay. Now we're going to talk a little bit about penis toys. We love penis toys. And so, April, what is your saying about people who are like, well, I have a penis. Why would I need that?
Well, because I've worked for a penis toy company primarily focused on penis toys for the past almost 4 years, people are like, oh, you work for a why do I need a toy for my
I have
for
my hand.
Cock to masturbate? I have my hand. And I'm like, why do you drive a car when you can walk? Because it gets you there in style. Sometimes faster, yeah. Sometimes easier than just having to work out your forearm, and it's a nice way to orgasm. You learn about your pleasure.
I remember at Pure Pleasure days back in the day when we had a regular customer that would come in and they would try all these different penis toys. We sold the retail store. We don't have any more, everyone. But they would come and they try all the penis toys. They were the happiest fucking person ever, this penis owner. And I'm like, they did a lot of yoga and stuff too, but I was like, it must be all the orgasms you're having. They would try every penis toy and they love the variety of sensation. And they would give us feedback, like, here's why I like this one, here's why I like this one. So anyways, so these are penis toys. So there's masturbators, there's things. One we're talking about specifically is a cock ring that is textured. So it's called the Mighty One, O-N-E, spelled out. And this is also by Satisfyer as well. So it's a vibrating cock ring. I believe it also works with an app. It is ribbed, so you can use it for yourself and maybe you can, grind against your pillow with or whatever, but you can also use it for couples play. So if you're playing with a vulva owner or someone else that likes a rib texture, you're talking about the ultra wand in the beginning for clitoral use. The clitoris loves textures. It loves rubbing against things that are textured. So that's even better than a smooth surface. So the Mighty One cock ring, well, if you're a penis owner, I mean, penis vibrations just feel nice in the penis. And if you want to use something in couples play with perhaps a vulva owner, the Mighty One has great textures, or on a dildo or something
which
like that too.
Which will make the dildo vibrate if it's non-vibrating dildo.
And the things about vibrating penis toys, a couple things. One, any cock ring we'll speak to, it's primarily designed to be worn around the balls and the shaft to keep a little bit of blood there to create a stronger, firmer erection. But you can also just put it on the shaft if you just want to add vibrations. So, and that can also feel nice, especially if you're a girthier person. So you can wear it both ways. And then the other thing about it is it can just feel nice. It's like this feeling of constriction, this feeling of tightness, but you don't want it to be too tight. So these are stretchier materials, so they're easy to wear.
And they're great if you are a vulva owner and either a dildo or a penis owner is wearing a cock ring. It creates this hands-free exchange because it's on the body. So you can grind on that if you are sitting cow-human style.
Yeah.
You can kind of grind on that when it's turned on. You're going to feel the penis vibrating. You're going to feel the texture, as Amy was saying, with the clitoris loving texture.
Yeah.
You're going to feel that. And the vibrator will just help you have an instant orgasm.
I just had an idea for use for this. So your penis owner, you wear it, and instead of having that textured kind of bulbous part facing upward towards your belly button, you flip it around so that's on your taint, right under the balls. And then you do what April used to do and grind against your bear, but instead you grind against the couch and it presses into the taint, the, I always want to say perineum or perineum area, for solo stimulation. So anyways, I don't have a penis. It's just what I decided that might feel cool. So again, this is the Mighty One by Satisfyer. We've given you some of the links. We'll give you another link in a little bit.
Yeah. And then let's talk about, we just tapped into a little bit of couples play. Now there's some products out there that can be worn vaginally and when a penis is inserted into the vaginal canal.
Or a dildo or fingers.
Or a dildo or exactly, or any sort of device is inserted, but a penis owner can experience the vibration. And Satisfyer makes this product that's also, it's got their amazing app that you can use either on your watch or on your phone, and it accesses, meaning your partner can turn it on or you can turn it on. And it's called the Double Joy. And this product, the cool thing about it, it's this very beautiful silicone. So it feels comfortable. You wear part of it inside of you. It's a flexible toy. So no matter what the shape of your body is, it 9 times out of 10 will fit on your body nicely and almost clip on. So if you can imagine
like
your hand,
vulva.
Yeah, like your hand in that shape of like you talking like Pac-Man. So it kind of looks like that. And then one part of it sits inside and kind of clips on to the external and internal part. So then when you have penetration, you not only feel the sensation on your labium and your clitoris and the vibrator, but you also, the penis owner or the person or the fingers or whatever is being inserted into you will also be vibrating. So this just creates, again, that hands-free stimulation. As we mentioned with a cock ring, you can put that on a penis and have hands-free stimulation. This also creates where you're not holding a wand on your body externally, or you're not holding a bullet. So this creates just this hands-free experience. So the toy is worn on the body and it just eliminates having to actually having to put something on your body and hold it, which I've noticed when I'm playing doggy style or I'm being penetrated, sometimes a toy, if I'm holding it, I'll be like pressed too far into the bed. So the bed will like absorb the vibration. So I'm not getting enough.
When that happens.
Yeah, me too. And so this would eliminate that from happening. And then you can kind of move around too. And the toy's not going to fly off if you're using lube.
Depends what you're doing.
And then you don't have to fidget with the buttons because it has the app. So you can just give your phone and turn up.
Nice.
Yeah. You turn up the sensation, turn it down. And again, it has that nice rumbly vibration.
Double joy.
Also has enough of versatility of vibrational modes. I think there's also 15 years warranty on these products, by the way. 15 years.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I hope my dog lives longer than that.
And the products are so affordable, y'all. It's less than you would probably buy 10 cups of Starbucks coffee.
Probably much less than that. Starbucks.
It is way less. I'm just saying, maybe you're getting an Americano. It's like $150.
All right. There you go. and then, so again, this one we're talking about is the Double Joy by Satisfyer. Right?
And so, and again, we talked about other Satisfyer toys. There is one code. If you want to go to satisfyer.com, Amy spells it SATISFYER. And that's how they spell it too.
Okay.
But go to satisfyer.com. You get 40% off plus free shipping. And you just use the code SHAMELESS40 at checkout. Again, satisfyer.com, 40% off. Basically,
that's crazy.
And they're giving you free shipping too. And I think that I don't want to say that I know it's in the continental United States. They might ship globally. We need to go and look at that. But I'm pretty sure anywhere in the world, because they're a German-based company.
You might not get free shipping on that one, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about to Papua New Guinea?
Maybe. What about Guam?
Same. They share an island.
Tomato, tomato. All right. And this would not be a complete sex toy episode. Well, we're also not talking about like kink and dildos.
Without anal?
Without anal, because we love anal. Also known as anal. ANAL.com. This podcast.
No, don't go there because we don't know what you're going to get.
Oh my God. Google it right now. What happens when you go to ANAL.com? She's my secretary. And I'll have my people call your people.
Anal.com takes you to... Well, anal porn videos being watched right now. There you go, people.
Is it good anal porn?
I muffs, Amy.
Okay, we got to go because we're going to go watch some porn now. We're not going to tell you about anal sex toys. Okay, but back to anal. Okay, so the anus. You already heard April talking about how her anus loves some stimulation and then also some internal stimulation in her vaginal canal at the same time. So I love anal toys for all different reasons. And when it comes to anal toys, there's plugs, there's beads, there's just vibrators, but you want to make sure it's anal safe. So it has a flange on it, meaning it can't just be sucked up. So it's not like a bullet vibe or something like that, because you don't have a stopper there. It just keeps going, your colon, your intestines.
How many horror stories have you heard from people talking about, like, in the medical field?
Oh my God.
My friends that are in nursing that are like, oh, someone stuck like a matchbox car in their butt, and then they would say take an x-ray photo and it's like,
sorry,
there.
Not laughing at you humans. I heard a horror story about this couple using one of those mini bullets. They're in Mexico on a vacation. They put it in anally, this tiny little bullet, teeny tiny, no flange, and it got sucked up, and they're like, fuck. And so it was in her ass, and so she's like in the bathroom trying to like poop it out. Sometimes bearing down can make it worse. It can pull things up. I haven't had anything stuck in my ass, by the way. I just think that I know that one of the ways of having better anal sex is for penetration is to bear down. So you like, as if you're trying to poop. Anyways, It did come out, but
but we do not recommend using anything with
don't
a
flange. Use things with a flange. So one product that we absolutely love for anal toys is a product by Leica Kitten called the Pleasure Hunter Kit, and it's 3 motherfucking toys in one. They're not all for anal too. They can be for all kinds of stimulation. But it comes with one powerful vibrator and then 3 different attachments, different heads. One of them is like an anal probe bead set that is the perfect length for beads. A lot of anal beads are like really long. Why are they so
fucking
long?
Or they're hard. They're like made from hard plastic.
Yeah, it's a nice soft silicone. It's the perfect length. And the thing about anal beads, so if you want to experiment with anal stimulation, anal beads are a great starter because they're not overwhelming. And what they are is you insert them in and then it's all about the act of kind of moving them in and out around the anus because that's where most of the nerve endings are. So if you're about to have an orgasm, you slowly remove them or you can do like a probey thing with them. But they're a great place to start. It also comes with an attachment that you can use it for vaginal stimulation and clitoral stimulation at the same time, or you could turn it around and have it for anal stimulation and vaginal stimulation.
Like a rabbit style.
Yeah, rabbit style. But you can do multiple things with it. And then it has a little tickler attachment as well that you can use on nipples, on the clitoris. But it's 3 toys in one, so it's great for anal, vaginal, all kinds of things. And so it's like, you know, if you're going to go shopping for a toy, why not get something that has multiple toys in one kit? Why not? And it's powerful. And then you could also just use the motor just on your clitoris, on the nipples.
It almost looks like you could wear that as a panty vibe.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Cause it has that
in the lining.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even say that you could do that, but you can. So this is the Pleasure Hunter again by Like a Kitten. We'll give you the discount code in a second, but because it's the holidays, we did an Instagram video about this, but I also just want to share their Naughty or Nice kit. If you go to our Instagram, go to Shameless Sex's Instagram. So Shameless Sex Podcast on Instagram. We have it on our IGTV. And we talk about this Naughty or Nice kit that has all these wonderful gift items, whether, I mean, it's mostly for, you know, the winter holidays, but you could also do it for Valentine's Day. So if you want to get someone like the ultimate kit for couples play, etc.
Sexy night in.
Sexy night in, which, well, we're stuck inside now, so
it's
might
always
as well.
A sexy night in at my house. Yeah.
go check out Like a Kitten's Naughty or Nice
kit. And I'm in a Santa baby apron, everyone.
Yes.
Worn especially for Amy and all of our Instagram followers. So if you're not following us on Instagram, please follow
us. You might see a side boob in there.
Do you?
Maybe. Oh. I mean, I saw a lot because I was in the same room as you, though. I even saw a nipple, but that's not on Instagram. So if you want to try any of these things that we're talking about, great gift items, the Pleasure Hunter kit, or a gift item for yourself, the Naughty or Nice kit, go to likeakitten.com and use code shameless and you get 20% off and free shipping. Or you can go to likeakitten.com/shameless and it gives you an automatic 20% off of whatever you add into your cart. I don't think this one expires.
Is it a backslash or just a slash?
I'm sorry, slash.
Because we said backslash once and we got called out. They're like, it's forward slash. And I was like, I don't even
this
know.
This is the same people say, don't say W.
No, I'm the one that says don't say W.
I just keep thinking of George Bush when we say that.
Oh, W.
So again, this is just a rundown of some toys. And if you want to get into kink, if you want to try other types of toys, all these brands have other products on their websites too. These are just some things that we personally tried.
The A's pick.
The A's.
As Cam Potter says from Sex Talk with my mom, he calls us the A's.
We're the A's. We're part of the Pleasure Podcast.
Shout out to you, Cam. We love you.
We love you, Cam. And you're the best. And go check out Sex Talk with my mom if you want to hear an awesome podcast. It's pretty funny, entertaining.
Yeah. And just stay tuned, y'all. It's almost the end of 2020. And
thank the Lord, sweet baby.
We're not going anywhere. Shameless Sex is here to stay. We're here for you to
make
sure.
Unless the internet crashes.
Even then, I mean.
We'll still be we'll be on a soapbox
on
the corner.
We're going to have tape recorders, tapes. That you can. I just ordered a record player, by the way.
We're going to be playing records.
I want some ALPs. Can we go to your dad's house and see if he's got any records laying
around?
He
does, but they're like,
what kind of records do you listen to?
You know what?
Like Kenny G?
You know, I think they're for a Victrola. You know what a Victrola is?
Nope.
I think that's how you say it. It's
like a phonogram?
Those super tall old record players from like the 20s.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
This is our lesson in Victorian era.
Yeah. Well, the house was built in 1908, so it's old.
So, I'm really excited for all of the things that we are going to share with all of these beautiful listeners out there.
And everyone, could I just paint the picture? We are sitting on a couch right now, covered in about 10 different sex toys all over the couch right now. So they are
gently
here.
Used by Amy.
Yeah, gently used by Amy.
She's about to give me them secondhand.
We're going to go. We have to go. We have to go do research and development.
We do. So thank you all for tuning into our bonus episode and listening to Amy and I's top picks of our favorite sex toys right now. We love you and we'll see you again probably on Tuesday, but
sometimes
on Friday. So see you next Tuesday and next funky fresh Friday. Ciao for now. Want to learn more? go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.